Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
The Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery, 8:50 the time. Coming up in about half an hour, Jason Stark will join us from The Athletic and the MLB Network, the Hall of Famer. Get into some baseball with Jason. Had a lot of fun visiting with Grant Boone this hour. Can, of course, see him.
I'm finding all, I found all the gimmicks over
right, there. Right, those are Kuharsky's props. He's right. He's like Carrot Top.
Does this work?
You can see.
1-2, 1-2.
And Bullhorn.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah, watch out. He's a little territorial.
You have Kuharsky on copyright infringement.
Right. Grant on the Golf Channel and, of course, on CBS golf coverage. It's time now, though, for one of the fastest growing segments in our show, and it's sponsored by LKQ Pick Your Part. Over 1 million parts from hundreds of cars to choose from. Bring your own tools, pulls the parts you need, and save. It's that easy. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com and start your search. It's time for Take 3.
Now, the Wake Up Zone breaks down the issues from across the world of sports. This is Take 3.
All right, everybody ready?
Yes. Hang on, there's a French fry on the floor over here. What should I do with it? Is this Kuharsky's also?
Could be.
Yeah, go ahead and eat it.
No, that one's Mark's.
All right, take number one. This kind of ties in with our Twitter poll. Gerald McCoy, Titans, yes, no?
No.
No?
Well, what are we asking? Go, pursue him, or is he going to wind up here?
Pursue him. Would you like to see him
sure.
here?
Yes.
Blaine Bishop?
Absolutely. Why wouldn't you? You shouldn't be a GM if you don't pursue him. That's a fireable offense.
Yeah, I'd like to see. I just don't think he's going to end up here.
Considering I wrote the poll, I think you know my answer.
He's always about the final. Is he going to be here? No, that's not the question that was asked. That's why
I would like to see him.
Grant Boone asked. Usually bottom line Blaine.
Well, he was getting clarity there.
That's right.
Yes, would you pursue him? Absolutely.
All right, take number two. Can the Lakers be fixed? And this is probably longer than a short answer question. But
like a dog or?
Both.
Maybe some of both, man. Especially with the situation with Magic Johnson and his comments yesterday and just the whole dynamic of the leadership starting there.
Wow. That would require Jeannie Buss to have a moment of clarity, which apparently she's incapable of. Invite somebody else in to help in the decision-making process. Yes, of course. I just don't know if it's going to happen anytime soon. Although you can fix this, with a couple of free agents this summer.
There you go. Blaine, what do you got?
Man, I don't know if I trust the ownership group there. But one nice pick there to add on a free agent and a couple picks, I think you could be right back in the snide. So I'd say yes.
And overcome the leadership. Grant, what do you have?
NBA championship or bus? Is that what you're saying, Mark?
Yeah.
You're going to have one or the other. Either Jeannie Buss or you're going to win a title.
Bus. Yeah.
Well, when you start with LeBron James, you always have a chance of being fixed. That's what I would say.
Okay.
Long term under different ownership? Sure. Why not?
I say not anytime soon, man. This thing looks like a total mess to me. LeBron or no LeBron, I don't. They're not winning any. They're not hanging up any banners in that place anytime
soon. Maybe they should pursue Gerald McCoy.
Maybe so.
Yes.
Could help him down low. As difficult as it might be to watch, is there a part of you that's rooting for the St. Louis Blues in this Blues Sharks series as they play Game 6 tonight and St. Louis has a chance to get to the Stanley Cup Final for the first time in decades? Mark?
Yeah, I think it'd be a good story. I don't have the allegiances that I used to. And I'm the only one here who remembers the last time they played each other in the final. I think it'd be a good story. I mean, they were dead last in January, and to come off the mat like they have is a good story. And I think they've got the goods to do it.
Well, we had Jazz Jane Watanabe on to the PGA, so why not the Blues in the Stanley Cup Finals?
Excellent. Even had the Utah Jazz.
Yep, I'm with you.
You pulling for him?
Yeah, I'm pulling for him. I've been pulling for him the whole time.
Are you the kind that if your team, if this team beats you, you want them to go on and win it? Or you kind of say, I want them to lose. I want them to die a horrible death.
I'm that dude.
Yeah.
If they beat your team, I want that team to win it so I'll feel good about myself.
I was next. Mm-hmm. I would have wanted if not for them, you could have said.
See, I don't think that does anything for you either way.
Yeah.
Win, lose,
You're so on the house.
You got to have a side. You can't. That's Kevin, though.
No. Right, what do we call him? Switzerland, yeah.
Switzerland.
No, I am pulling for the St. Louis Blues.
Well, they didn't. They didn't beat the Predators.
Don't mistake that for me pulling for no Cardinals, though. That's a whole different ballgame. <on the street. laughs> Although I'm always envious of the Cardinals because they have cool uniforms. They win a lot. Great run organization.
I think you made a bad choice.
No bonus question.
Terrible choice. Oh, I got a bonus question. Lewis Schaefer, what are you thinking on Blues?
Usually in a situation like this, the team that beat my team, I want them to lose, but I'm neutral with St. Louis. That's fine. Go ahead. It's the St. Louis Blues. I don't care that much. What I've learned is in SEC country, SEC will always root for SEC. That's what I know. So
except in a couple of instances.
Well, pretty rare.
Yeah. All right, here's our bonus question for this morning. I have right here, I jotted down yesterday 11 things I have to get done this week. How many did I get done on Monday?
6.
This one goes to 11, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, this one goes to 11.
I'll say 10.
10?
Oh, I see you got all 11.
All 11?
Oh, 4 at best.
But you guys went way over. You're not winning the showcase on this one.
Oh.
2.
Wow. Which are they?
I took the dog to the place where we're going
to get it fixed.
No, that's already been done.
That's how he's fixing the Lakers. Yeah.
I took the dog to Camp Bow Wow, and then I took a line read up for a couple of camps, and then the rest of it's going to have to get done. The rest.
Is he going to get transferred to Bow? Is he in the transfer portal to Bow Wow JUCO?
No. She did great at Camp Bow Wow.
See, my boss. Hey,
the key is don't get those two errands mixed up. Get up for Bow Wow.
My bonus question was
Bow Wow.
My bonus question was Roethlisberger saying that he and Antonio Brown were still good friends, and Adam Gase saying I didn't win a power struggle with Mike Maccagnan. What was the third lie told this week concerning the NFL?
Right. Here's my bonus question. Does Brooks Koepka get to double-digit major championships?
Ooh.
He's at 4 already. He's 29 years old.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a lot of winning.
I think he will.
He has to have a Nick Faldo career, which is 6 majors, to get to 10. From this point on, it's a lot. But then he's winning.
I'm not saying he's not going to win anymore, but I don't know if he's winning 6 more.
Grant, as usual.
Nope.
Thank you for that. Nope. Thank you for that impassioned on the fence. Yeah. I think he will. I think he will. I don't. Not this year. I'll predict he will not get the 10 majors this year.
That's taking a stand right there, Grant. Man, great to see you.
Great to see you guys. Get it signed.
We will. We'll do it
right here. Underneath the zone.
He brought us a Bethpage Black 18-hole flag.
Oh, we got to take a picture with him.
We'll do it. Our Take 3 segment brought to you by LKQ Pick Your Part. Over a million parts from hundreds of cars to choose from. Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save. It's that easy. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com. Start your search. Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Coming right back.